We'll start again. Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara says smack in the middle of the Amud. Yosef Reb Zeirev Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok Akila the Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok VeYasev VeKa'amri Om Reb Shim Ben Lokish Nischalef Lo Ishpoid Shal Noise B'Shvoid Shal Tzli. If a person mixed up a shpoid, a shish kebab, a shpoid with meat on there, thinking it's Korban Pesach, and it ended up being Noiser. So what's the din? V'ochle chayev. So v'balt, you're not considered toya b'dvar mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah by eating noiser. And just because you mixed it up doesn't mean you're going to be potter. You're not called a toya. Now let's just backtrack. We had a three-way machlokes in the yisoid of toya b'dvar mitzvah. Rebbe Eliezer's sheet in the Mishnah was Pesach sheshochtoy, even if it's ruin, you're still going to be chai v'chatos. Don't say toya. Even if you take a one-year-old zohar and you think it's Pesach, l'maisa, you're going to be chai on Shabbos. You show you on Shabbos, you don't know Torah toya b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, you're potter if it's ruin, because l'maisa, you're toya b'dvar mitzvah, or also mitzvah. Which mitzvah did you do? Kol ha'zvachem shenitz b'shalol l'shmona k'sherin. So you did a mitzvah of kochim. Now, obviously, that was a shechtam on a stomach carbon, but the mice it's a mitzvah. Torah b'dvar mitzvah also mitzvah. It's only if it's ruyin, so it's in the realm of a toast. Comes along Rameya in the third sheet in the Mishnah, and that's how he learns of Shatan Reb Shua, Rameya's Egnah Shita, and the third sheet in the Tana is that you don't even have to be oisa mitzvah. The mere fact that you're a toya is already makes you that you're going to be potter from the chatos. You don't have to be oisa mitzvah. He's much more mekel, even if you're not os, just Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Not Torah b'dvar mitzvah, oisa mitzvah. Now the reason why Torah b'dvar mitzvah is potter is we learn out the Gemara on Shabbos learns out from Avodah Zorah. Just like Avodah Zorah, you only chai v'chatos. If what? If you had in mind, if you knew you're only doing a Avodah Zorah, the whole yisod of karma chatos we learn from Avodah Zorah. Just like Avodah Zorah, you only chai v'chatos. When you know you're doing Avodah Zorah, you're not doing something else. So to all chai v'chatos, it has to be you can't be toy with something else. And he explains, so that only explains why he put from mechatos. What about why is toy b'dvar mitzvah put from all other korbanos? You can have a Karen and a Chaimish, all other korbanos. Why? Teret says, you're like an oinus. You're a shtickle of oinus. Toy b'dvar mitzvah is in a category of oinus. That's what Chaim Moiser and Achiezer explains. Zok the Gemara, in the middle of the Amid. So he said as follows, Nischalav lo ishpoit shal noiser, b'shpoit shal tzli. V'ochloi chayev. So Reb Shimon ben Lokish, this is Reb Shimon ben Lokish saying. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Nischalav lo ispoit shal noise b'shvoit shal tzli chayev. You're not going to say you're toya. Number one, you didn't do a mitzvah, and even according to the mayor, this is not in the realm. We're not saying over here that you're going to be potter. There's not a mayor. There's Reb Shua maybe. That's Reb Shimon Lokish. V'Reb Yechon Omar. Reb Yechon says another statement. We're soon going to compare the two statements. Reb Yechon says. Ishtay nida baal chayev. You baal ishtay nida, you chayev. You're not going to say, I'm tov b'dvar mitzvah. You chayev. Yevimtay nida, very important statement is mechalek, yevimtay nida baal potter. Yevimtay nida, even though it's the same issa nidas, but it's yevimtay nida, so here I can see the difference, it's more of a mitzvah, the Gemara is going to ask him why it's not a mitzvah by ishtay, but yevimtay nida, but Yechon it says baal potter. So now the Gemara explains, meaning Rabbi Yechon, does he say this kolshkein on Rav Shlokshes case? Rav Shlokshes case was in the H Poit Shal Noiser. There is no mitzvah over there at all. It's an Avera. So Ikadami kolshkein bahi marchiv mechayev by ishtay nida. So kolshkein, well, it's maybe a mitzvah even, because the mice is oina, but kolshkein by hahi de mechayev. For sure you can mechayev, you didn't do a mitzvah. Le'osa mitzvah by Noiser. Isdamri bahu potter. You can differentiate. By the Shpoid, you're potter. You know why? You're more of a toya. You know why you're more of a toya? My time, a hosamu davle lishule, avalhocha, delahavlishule loy. By the ishtoy, you're not a toya. Open your mouth and ask her if she's a need or not. She would have answered you. Mashenkin, the Shpoid, is not going to answer you. I never saw a piece of meat answer you when you ask him a question. So a mela is more of a toya. And a mela, it's not going to be chayv over there, it's going to be potter. Now the Gemara delves into the etzem of Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon, the Maishna Yevimtoi, the COVID mitzvah. Why do you say Yevimtoi? Is Yevimtoi nida is potter? Why? Because Torah b'dvar mitzvah also mitzvah. apparently. So Ishta Nami Kovid Mitzvah. If you're going with the Shita, Mitzvah is a Ptur. So Ishta is Eichna Mitzvah. Which Mitzvah? Puravu. Zoktimah be Ishta Muberes. There's no Puravu when she's already pregnant. Fregimah be Ika Simchas. Oino. So there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Oino. Zoktimah Shalai Bishasa Inosa. It's not the time of the Oino, so you don't have that, that Mitzvah. So even Labashas I know it's a mitzvah. So Somach Levesto, Nishke mitzvah. He's supposed to be Pirish. So if that's the case, and that's the reason why by Ishta Yechayev, so why by Yevimta Yepot, if it's the same exact scenario, if it's Somach Levesto, Yocha feel Yevimta Nami? So no. Yevimta Bozes Mino, Ishta Le Bozes Mino. By Yevimta, you're not married to her. You're embarrassed to ask her, is it Samach Levesta or not? So Mela, it's considered more of a Toyib Advar Mitzvah. Masha Einkein, you don't need Mitzvah Taka. Loyos a Mitzvah. Samach Levesta is not a Mitzvah. Masha Einkein, Ishnoi is Leibozis, so it's not called Toya. We're categorizing the criteria of Toya. By Ishnoi, it's not called Toya because you could have asked her, and Leibozis. And Mamela, it's Samach Levesto, it's not a mitzvah. Mashiach Yevimta, even if it's not a mitzvah. So we see in Rashi, it's not even a mitzvah of Yevimta Kona. Boloi Kona, it's not a mitzvah. You're not doing the mitzvah of Yibum. You have to know why it's not called mitzvah.
He's embarrassed to ask, and therefore
he's more of a Toya.
He's more of a Toya.
I'm a Toya. I'm in the category of Toya. I was not comfortable to ask. Right. If you could have asked and you didn't, you're not a Toya. What Toya? You're not a Toya. You're Chayiv. You're Shoigig. Still a shogeg, but you chayev al shogeg. Chatos. Zog the Gemara. Now this shita of Rabbi Yochanan is a mechudish deka shita, because we had the sugya on the Gemara Namad Aleph by two tinoikas. Two tinoikas, it's bohu. Even if you already did the Shabbos one on Friday, but today lemais it's bohu. You got to do it today. You're thinking today is only the day of the mila, or the case of the other cases of Korban Pesach. It's bohu. You're bohu. You're limited. Here is a case of Yevimta. You're not limited. What's the rush? You can be koni yevimta next week also. So with mechudishik a case, you're called a toya, even though theoretically you're not bohu b'chlal. So Frank de Gemara, who is this like? V'Reb Yochanan Kaman, where's the shita was held that even by not bohu, it's called a toya. V'Reb Yochanan Kaman, ilem k'Reb Yosi, if it's like Reb Yosi that we find in Sukkah, the Tanan, Reb Yosi, oyim a yontav rishon shel chag, the first day of yontav of Sukkot, shechal yos b'shabes, v'shochach v'hoitzi yisal lulav. He by accident took out a lulav, even though it was exeged the rabbi. You don't take lulav on Shabbos. L'shus rabim, he's potter. Why is he potter? V'shochach b'shus, because he took it out being toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Even though loy also mitzvah, but l'mais is b'shus. In fact, tomorrow, if that's the case, you can differentiate. Dil m'shani osam, there's man a bow. I think only have one day. Lulav is only in the daytime. I'm rushed. So mela I'm tense. So mela I'm toyeh. Zman is bow. So Mashenk in the case of Yevimta and Nida is not Zman Ebol. So where do we find such a precedent? Ve'el Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachim. El am I going to tell us Rabbi Yeshua Dizvachim? That's our Mishnah. That if you're shechting the Korban Pesach, thinking it's Korban Pesach, and over there you see a potter, Dilma Hosam Nami Zman Ebol. Your time is limited. It's your Dalad Nissen. Ve'el Rabbi Yeshua. The Tinoikas, the two kids to be mild, Shabbos and Friday, over there also, Hosam Nami Zman Ebol. You're limited. You think it's Shabbos, you have to do it today. Ve'elek Rabbi Shua Truma, a new shita, Rabbi Shua Truma. Who's Rabbi Shua Truma? The Tanan. Hoya Oichel B'Truma V'Noy Deshu Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. If someone's eating Truma, a Kohen, and then they give him the dreadful news that he's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, which is a Cholol, which is not allowed to eat Truma, Rabbi Eliezer B'Chaim Ken B'Choymesh. You got to pay up. Karen v'chomish, just as a czar eats truma. Reb Shua poita, what do we see? Reb Shua patas, because why? You're talking about mitzvah. And it's not zman ebol. What's the rush? No rush to eat the truma. Truma can stay on the shelf. There's a shelf life of truma. So there's no zman ebol. So we see talking about mitzvah, even not zman ebol. Zogma, what's the raya? Dilma kid rabibi barabai, dom rabibi barabai, betruma bere pesach, zman ebol. Maybe we're talking about truma, erev pesach, where you're not. You have to eat it because it's chometz like a truma. You have to chop around and eat it quickly before there's man beer. So may it's zman ebol. So again, there's no raya that not zman ebol. It's called toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Maybe truma is talking about a specific scenario where it's truma on erev Pesach. Inami, another teretz that truma is stam no shaychus to the sugi of toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Why is truma not shaychus to the sugi of toyeh b'dvar mitzvah? Inami shayni truma the ikri avoida. It's not the pshat you're toyeh b'dvar mitzvah when you're eating truma and you found out the dreadful news that you're chol, that you're ben gush ben chalutza. No, truma is an avoida. The reason why I'm not chayiv keren v'chomish is because I'm doing an avoida. I am a chol. Eating truma is an avoida. Va'avoida achmona achsher. An avoida, even of a chol, the Torah was machsher. And the Torah was machsher means I'm off the hook. I don't have to pay karen v'chomish. I lemaisa, I'm a chol. So I'm a zor, like a zor. Torah says, if you did an avoida, in retrospect, we're not going to be mechayiv you karen v'chomish. Not because toya b'dvar mitzvah. This is not going to shed light on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that yevim to need a ball is going to be potter. Because that's toya b'dvar mitzvah. This is not toya b'dvar mitzvah. This is a ma'is avoida. The Tran, where do we find that it's called an avoida? If someone will be makiv karbonis, and then they let him know that he's a megush ben chalutza, kol hakarbonis kulon sheikriv al gabei mizbeach psulin. All the karbonis that he brought were posel. That's Tanakh Mishita. Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says you did an avoida, even though now it's his barer, your apostle. It's kosher. The avoid is kosher in retrospect. I've added not going forward. Vamrinon, my time with Rabbi Shua. What's the reason of Rabbi Shua? Dichsev, Boech Hashem Cheloi, Upoel Yod of Tirtze. We teach the apostle Cheloi, meaning Boech Hashem Cheloi, even the avoid of a cholol. Upoel Yod of Tirtze is a kapora. It's kosher. Upoel Yod of the avoid that he did is Tirtze. Zog to Gemara, Dichsev, Boech Hashem Cheloi, Upoel Yod of Tirtze. So that's the reason. So we're giving two terutzim why it's not the Tana. This is not the Tana that of Yibyechner of Yavimta need a ball potter. Because number one, over there, maybe it's bowl. It's bohul. Why is it bohul? Because you're limited time, because we're talking about eating truma on Erev Pesach. Another teretz, it's time no right to the sugi of Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. The reason why the truma, you're potter from Keren V'chomish, is not because you're Toyeh B'dvar Mitzvah. It's because it's an avoida. And the Sheet Rebbe Shua is, when you do an avoida, it's your machshir the kabonis, even though it's, you found out to be a ben grusha ben chalutza. Zog the Gemara, where do we find that truma is called an avoida? You're calling an avoida. Where do we find it's called an avoida? V'truma hechi kri avoida, the Tanya. Maisach Reb Tarfa shalibo emesh lebeis hamedrash. Reb Tarfa did not come to the beis hamedrash. L'shachis motzu Reb Gamliel. Reb Gamliel found him in the morning. Omaloi, the next day he asked him, why didn't you come to the beis hamedrash? Reb Malai bosa emesh lebeis hamedrash. Omaloi, avoida avarati. I was doing the avoida. Reb Tarfa was a koyin. Omaloi, kol dvrecha ein al divrei teima. What do you mean avoida? It's after the churban beis hamikdash. Where's there an avoida anymore? V'chi avoida bezman hazeh minayin. Omaloi, harei oimed af ayin gimel. Avoidas matone etenes kunaschem. Eating truma is called an avoida. Vazora korav yumus. Osu achilas truma begvulin. Ka avoidas beis hamikdash. So even though none is mana beis ham, even begvulin, it's called an avoida. Even not avoida in the beis hamikdash. Begvulin, it's called an avoida. So now we're saying, we're remaining with the kash. We're not explaining. Rabbi Yechlin doesn't have to have a tanner. Rabbi Yechlin himself was like that. But Akaparami attempted to say, who's the Tana that says, Toy B'dvar Mitzvah? Even when it's Bohul, even when it's not Bohul, I mean, even when you're not limited, that we did not find the Tana. Either Truma is talking about Bohul, or Truma is talking about because it's an Avoida, and it's not a Raya to Yevimta Nida Bohul Potu. Now, Yevimta Nida, it's seemingly from Rashi, it's Mashma, it's not a Mitzvah. It's B'shaz Vesta, so it's not a Mitzvah. And still, that's the Meir Shita Pashtas, that Toy B'dvar Mitzvah is Potu, even not Mitzvah. And Murit Zibur. We see another chiddush in his Gemara that eating truma, he felt, takes precedence over coming to the Beis Medrash. Now, that doesn't mean going to the Tish un essen shirayim is mehr wichtig von lerner Beis Medrash. Das ist auch nicht gesagt. Aber the Gemara does say that eating truma he held was more important than coming to the Beis Medrash. I said, that was his teretz from Gamliel. He didn't stop say something. He held that it was more important.
Who was the Ben Gurion Chalutza? What was the ball over there?
They found. They let him know. By the way, we have
Aedis. It's too late already. It's he ate it already, right?
Yeah. The question is: are you chayv keren v'chomish? The zor is chayv keren v'chomish. So now, or let's say the avoid is it possible or not? Rabbi Shua says the avoid is not possible because when you did it, you did not know. So don't give you the status of a zor that did avoid.
You didn't know. Right?
You didn't know. So you're telling. Right. No, it's what do you mean bohul? Why is he bohul?
Right, why is he bohul? It's not, right?
No, by truma, first time we said truma is bohul because Erev Pesach. Second time we're saying truma stam is different. It's an avoida that you do, you're not going to be chayav for. but it doesn't shed light on the case of Yevim Tanida Baal Potter. Zok the Gemara. Shachta Shloila Oichlov, we had in the Mishnah. When you shech Shloila Oichlov, so Shloila Oichlov is considered like you did Korban Pesach Posel. Because Shloila Oichlov is a Korban Posel. You have to do La Oichlov. You have to minuyin. Shloila Oichlov is no one there. So it's accepting a Pesach without any minuyin.
What's Shloila Oichlov again? What does that mean?
No, someone that can't eat the Korban Pesach. So you can't eat it, so it's as if there's no participants. So who are you shechting for? So it's Korban Pesach Posel. So what do we say when you do a Korban Posel, Pesach Shloi Lishma, everyone agrees on Shabbos Yechai V'chatos. Why? Because you shechted, you're Netilas Hashama. Chabura. When you shecht an animal, it's Chabura. It's Netilas Hashama. It's an Amelocha. So if it's Mutter, the Hainu, it's Korban Pesach, then it's good. Right. But if it's not a Korban Pesach, Yechai V'chatos. Everyone agrees to that. Even Toi B'dvar Mitzvah. That's not called Toi B'dvar Mitzvah. Because it's Posel. The only question was Toi Mitzvah, if you do Shar Korbanos Hashem Pesach, and it's Ruyin, it's a one-year-old versus a six-year-old steer. But if it's Stam Shaloi Lo'ichlov, how are you going to be Chai V'chatos? Zogma Pshita, what's a Chiddush? It's like a regular Shaloi Lishma, it's a Korban Posel. Zogma came in the Hosom Posel, Hocha Chayev. Meaning, came in the Hosom, meaning, Shaloi Lo'ichlov, we know is Posel, so Hocha Chayev over here on Shabbos, you're going to be Chai V'chatos. We're good for saying that this, that's a part of the Kasha. Pshita, came in the Hosom Posel, since Shaloi Lo'ichlov is Posel, of course, you're going to be chayiv over here that you did the Pesach Shloi Lishma. It's like Shloi Lishma. It's Posel. So the reason why you mention it, Bishum Netanah Sefer Potur. The Sefer says that when it's La'oichlov and Shloi La'oichlov, then you're Potur because then it's a kosher Korban Pesach. So Tana Reish, it says the case where you're chayiv. Tana Reish, you're chayiv. In fact, La'oichlov and Shloi La'oichlov is also Pshita. He asked me that the first day we learned the Mishnah. He says, what's a Chiddush? Shloi Lechlov is a regular glatt kosher. It's a regular glatt kosher Korban Pesach. If you have Lechlov, it's Shloi Lechlov, it's a kosher Korban Pesach. So we need to tell me the Mishnah today, not Chai V'chatos on Shabbos. Zog the Mogha, Honami Pshita. Mishun the Hosam kosher, Hocha Potter. Versteht sich, if it's kosher, when it's Lechlov, Shloi Lechlov, that's a Mishnah in Tom and Nishchat. So versteht sich, over here you're going to be Potter. It's not called that a Melech Shabbos. Elo zogt demora, eide de toni shocht de shloi lishmo b'shabes, since it says shloi lishmo, that's the first case of the Mishnah, shloi lishmo is posel, so toni nami shloi l'oichlov, which is also the same, not a major chiddush, shloi l'oichlov is poshet, but it's agav de shloi lishmo. Fek demora v'aguf alomeli, why if they tell me shloi lishmo, shloi lishmo v'shetzich is posel, so what if they tell me that you chai v'chatos? We want to bring the machlokes of Lezer Beshua. When you do Shah Korbanos Hashem Pesach, where the machlokes is by Einon by Ruyin. Rabbi Beshua says your potter, it's called Toibid Mitzvah, and Rabbi Eliezer says even by Ruyin you're not called Toibid Mitzvah, you're Chai V'chatos. So agav that we say the case of Shloi Lishma by Pesach. Zok the Gemara Omer Rav Huna Bar Chinah Lebrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinah told his son, Ki Azlis Kamei the Rab Zrika, when you go in front of Rab Zrika Boy Minei. Ask him the following query, the following question. L'divrei ha'oimer mekalkel b'chabura potur. There's a sugi in Shabbos called kol mekalkelin a potur. Why? The Ran says it's like a ma'aseh shtus. If you do something which nishkei melechs machsheves, if you're mekalkel, you do destructive. If you do a destructive act, you're not chayiv. It's not melechs machsheves. It's a ma'aseh shtus, the Ran calls it in Shabbos. So all mekalkelin we know are potur. Except for Choyvelu Mavir is a machloikus tanoim. Choyvelu Mavir, the essence of the melacha is destructive. When you burn something, it's destructive. When you do a maizah chavala, it's destructive. It's a shom is destructive. So over here is a machloikus. There's a man the Omar, mekalka b'chabura is also potter, like all mekalkalim. And there's a man the Omar that says mekalka b'chabura is chayiv. Chabura and havara, it's the essence of the melacha is destructive. So that's the av melacha sameli chayiv. But what about the man that says Mekalka b'chabur is potter? So let's go back to our Mishnah. Shochta shloi l'oichlov. Chayev. We said that when you shecht shloi l'oichlov, when you make the Korban Pesach posel, you chayev echatos. L'chayev, the man that says Mekalka b'chabur is potter. Let's focus on the Melech Shabbos. Why chayev for Melech Shabbos? Why are you chayev echatos for Melech Shabbos for Yitzhak Shoma? Mekalka b'chabur is potter. What do you gain by telling me it's a posel Korban Pesach? It's Mekalka b'chabura. Lemando Mekalka b'chabura is potter. Why you chayev v'chatos? So now the Gemara has to look for echatimtzis that it's called a tikkun. It's not called a a mekalkel. If you find something constructive, then it's not destructive. If you find a tikkun in this ma'aseh shechita, then it's not considered mekalkel b'chabura. Zogti gemara, ledivrei mekalkel b'chabura potu, shochtesh lo la'oichlov, chayev, my tikkun, what did you do? So regular mekalkel b'chabura, so then you potu, taka, that man don't hold you potu. Masha enkein, what's this constructive over here? My tikkun, zogti gemara, tikkun im olu lo yerdu, a kochim dikadin. The halacha is that a carbon pesach, Yomitzakin, that all carbonists actually, that were nifsal in the Azorah, if it's olu, once they go on the Mizbeach, they emurein, go on the Mizbeach to be burnt, to be makted them, lo yerdu, they acquire the kedusha of the Mizbeach, so what were you misakin with the Shechita? Olu lo yerdu. So it's not called mekalka b'chabura, I was misakin something. Which kind of psulim? Only the psulim that were nifsal in the Azorah. This was nifsal afterwards in the Azorah by the Shechita. He did a shloi loichlov. Zog demora, my tikkun, tikkunim olo yadu. Zog demora, shochta v'nimtze balmum. The Mishnah also said a case where you chayv echatos when it ends up being a balmum. We said that your negligence is not called toy b'dvar mitzvah because you should have checked it out. You have a bikur dalad yomim. So shochta v'nimtze balmum, chayv, what are you gaining over there? Over there, the halach is by balmum. Steht in Zvachim Behedya in the Mishnah im Olu Yerdu. So you're not misakin the din of Olu Lo Yerdu. What about Bamum? Zogmo Shokta Vinimtsa Bamum Chayev, my Tikain. Zogmo Tikain Bedukin Shabayin. Valibit Rabakiva. The Oma im Olu Lo Yerdu. Rabakiva Shita is that Dukin Shabayin, certain type of mumin, and that's the mum we're talking about in our Mishnah. A mum that is not going to be possible by Oifus. Since the lechatchila kosher by oifers, so who then he says by behemus it's olalo yerdu. So meli yemisaken olalo yerdu. Zok the morgan. What about the case of the Mishnah? Shochta v'nim tzitrefe b'seiser. B'seiser we said is called b'seiser because it's something that you couldn't have seen it. It's your potter. So your potter because you called the toya. I couldn't have known that the raya, the lung, is going to have an adhesion. It's going to be a trefa. How do I know that the lung is going to have an adhesion? It's going to have a sircha. That pas, that's matrif. So it's the chare, it's something b'seisa. So you potter. But mashe ain't came, we can medayik from the Mishnah. Ha begolui, if it would have been begolui, you would have been chayev. So the chare, why you chayev echatos? Behilcha Shabbat, it's the kalka b'chabura. What are you misakin by trefa? My tikein, zog the mogha, tikein lehoitzi midei nevela. You know what you gained? When you shechted it, even though it's a trefa, it's not metametumis nevela. Nevela means it wasn't shechted. It was nevela. A nevela, tumas nevela is only something that was killed and not shechted. Right. So memele you misakan that it doesn't have tumas nevela. So that's not called mekalkel. Why is it not mekalkel? I did a constructive act that it's not metame tumas nevela through the ma'aseh shechita. Even if it's begolu yechayev because it's not called mekalkel b'chabura. Yeah, because you're looking for something constructive in this ma'aseh mekalkel b'chabura. You know what you do? You accomplish that it's not metame tumas nevela. The ma'aseh shechita is accomplishing that it's not metame tumas nevela. From now on, this hide, this carcass is not metame tumas nevela. It doesn't have tumas nevela. There's something called tumas nevela. If an animal was shot, not shechted, it's metame tumas nevela. This is shechted, it's not metame tumas nevela.
I avoided that.
So I'm a sakin. So it's not called mekalkel. Maskul ravina, hode tanya shechet chatz b'shabes b'chutz. If a person is echetimtza of three chatois, shoychet chatos b'shabes, number one, you're mishechting on Shabbos, b'chutz, shchut echutz is another issa, l'avedizorah. Now, avedizorah is metamet tumas avedizorah, irrelevant of the fact that it's not metamet tumas nevela. So by a case of shoychet chatos b'shabes b'chutz, l'avedizorah, yechayv alagim chatois. You have three chatois, it's mekalka b'chabura. And don't tell me you're misakin that you might see me having tumas nevela because the ma'aseh shechita, avodah zarah anyways has a tumas nevela. Irrelevant to the fact that it was shechted. So why is lemanda omer mekalka b'chabura potter? Why you chayv echatos? Zog to the mogha, mask le ravina, hore tanya shechet chatz b'shabes, b'chutz avodah zarah. Three things going against you, Shabbos, chutz, and avodah zarah. Shteit yechayv alagim chatois, my tikkun, what are you misakin over there? And to the Gemara, you know what you're misakin? I found something to misakin. Om Rav Avira, Shemoitzioi mide Eve Minachai. An Eve Minachai, it's not. A Ben Noyach is also mitzvah an Eve Minachai. That means If it's shechted, so it's not Eva Menachai, it's dead. If it's alive, it is an Issa Eva Menachai. You can't take a bite out of it when it's Eva Menachai. So you know what I'm toying off? Why it's not called Mekalkel? It's not Eva Menachai. So now, according to this Teretz, you can answer this Be'etzim to all the kashas. You're Mesakin, it's not called Mekalkel Mechabuva Evi Shechito, because you're Mesakin me the Eva Menachai. You don't have to come out to the Teretz that it's Moitzim Nevela and all the other Turetzim. And that's how we're answering, even Avedizola, which has a Tumas Nevela, you're Mesakin because it's not called Mekalkelin, because you're Moitzim me the Eva Menachai. We'll stop over here by the two dots. Oh, yeah.